Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. This is episode 47. It's all about losing fat without tracking. I'm going to tell you exactly how we do this in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. So if you are a macro tracker, a carb counter, a calorie counter, and you're over it, you're done with it, it's not working for you, you want to learn another way, I got you. We're going to talk about it in this episode. Before we get into that, I want to share a little product find with you guys. You know, we work with Legion Athletics and I'm a Legion sponsored athlete. So they actually sponsored this podcast. Thanks guys. But a few weeks ago, for the very first time, I tried a pre-workout. I've never, ever taken pre-workout before. I have a very long and dark history with caffeine. I used to be a major caffeine addict until a few years ago. It just kind of stopped working for me and started working against me. And I would crash every afternoon, couldn't stay awake in the evenings, terrible energy, would wake up feeling groggy even if I slept 8 hours. Turns out I just needed to cut out caffeine. So did that. I've been caffeine free ever since. And that's why I've been leery of pre-workouts, because a lot of them have caffeine. They make you really jittery and they give you a pretty big crash when they wear off. So what I loved about this pre-workout was that it was caffeine free. I didn't feel jittery and my heart wasn't racing. And after my workout, when the pre-workout had, you know, been metabolized, I didn't have an energy crash. I still felt perfectly fine, you know, just like I'd had a cup of decaf coffee. So it did help give me a little more endurance and a little more focus in my body combat workout. This weekend, I'm going to try it when I'm strength training. So if you are looking for a little bit of an edge in your workouts, a pre-workout supplement is something to look into. Head over to legionathletics.com, use our code FLLS for 20% off your first order, and you get double rewards points for every order thereafter. And you can save up points and get free stuff. It's awesome. So even if you're not, you know, in the market for pre-workout right now, there are lots of other awesome supplements there, like whey protein, plant-based protein, really delicious protein bars, vitamins. I just ordered vitamins from them. I'm excited to try those. So head over to Legion and check out all the goodies there. Okay. Let's get into this episode, guys. This is actually a Q&A from one of you. I got on Instagram last night, somebody asking about, you know, if she does Fat Loss Lifestyle School and we're not tracking macros, how is she going to know how many calories she's eating and how much protein she's eating? My answer to that is, you don't really need to know to lose fat. Do you have to be in a calorie deficit to lose fat? Absolutely. Do you need to have high protein intake to lose fat? Absolutely. But you don't have to obsessively track those numbers every day. You don't even really have to know what they are. And let me explain to you in this episode how we do that. So I completely agree that macro tracking, calorie counting, knowing what those numbers are, it's a really useful tool. There's no debate there. They absolutely work for fat loss, but they also have some drawbacks. And if you are a very busy, on-the-go person, like I think you are, like I am, macro tracking, calorie counting, carb counting, tracking points, all those things can get a little bit cumbersome. And it's really easy to get caught up in your day and get to dinner and realize, oh crap, I haven't tracked my food today. I wonder where I'm at. And it, you know, just leads you to being inconsistent with tracking. And that's the thing about tracking, is you kind of have to be consistent with it for it to work. So the beautiful thing about fat loss, the way we do it in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, is that it doesn't require tracking. We have what we call a template, the Fat Loss Lifestyle School template. And it's cool because the word plate is kind of hidden in that word, your template, right? And it's a way of building your plate, building meals that are balanced. We've got protein, fat, and carbs. You're getting a balanced diet, and it ensures that you're getting enough of those foods to meet your goals. So we're going to start you out with our food list. And this is a really great tool that we give you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School to simplify things and narrow things down for you when you're starting out and you're just beginning. A lot of people think they want unlimited variety. They want to be able to eat anything. And we know that as really busy people, having more options isn't always better, right? It can be overwhelming and it just sometimes leads to chaos. So the food list is really cool because even, I mean, it's still quite long. I'm not saying there's like three different proteins to pick from and three different carbs. It's a full page of protein choices, a full page of carbs, a full page of dietary fats. And then there's all kinds of like condiments and things that you can use to spice up your meals. So it's really cool because it gives you a smaller list of options so you don't get overwhelmed, and the serving sizes are already calculated for you. So these two tools work hand in hand. The template and the food list work together. We've done all the legwork for you. So you don't have to guess, how much protein should I eat here? How much carbs should I use? What do I use for a serving of fat? We've done it all for you. All you have to do is use the serving sizes on the food list, plug it into the template, and build your meal using whatever foods you want from the list. It's really cool. And it works great for people who are busy because it's a visual tool and you can do this anywhere. This is another drawback of macro tracking, is that it doesn't always work great if you are someone who's on the go a lot, if you're traveling, especially internationally. Even if you're just at home running around with kids all day, you don't always have time to sit down and calculate numbers. And, you know, if you're traveling or you're eating out a lot, certainly that gets even harder. But the template gives you a visual tool for putting these meals together that are balanced, that are enough for you. So you're getting enough protein, enough carbs, enough fat, while also still keeping you in a calorie range that is good for fat loss. And that range is going to be different for everyone because we all have different activity levels. We all have different, heights and weights and the things that go into determining how much energy we need to take in each day. But the process of Fat Loss Lifestyle School is going to help you take this template, this blueprint, and personalize it. And that's the unique part about our process, is we give you these tools to start, the template and the food list, to get you started. And then we help you personalize it. Most people, their template is pretty close to how we set them up initially in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, but not everyone. Some people who are very, very active, they might need, more protein, a couple more ounces of protein at each meal. Somebody who's more sedentary might do better with a slightly lower carbohydrate intake because they're just not active, like somebody who's maybe training 5 days a week. Maybe they work a desk job and they only work out 2 to 3 times a week. Okay. So everything needs to be personalized. And that's the cool thing about the template, is we help you do that through the process of Fat Loss Lifestyle School with your coaching check-ins. So let's quickly talk about benefits of doing this template method versus tracking. First of all, the template is going to teach you about food quality and food quantity. Macro tracking, calorie counting, et cetera, that tends to focus on just numbers. It's all about quantity. Hit your numbers, check the boxes. And unfortunately, what happens to a lot of people is they get these numbers and they keep all their old eating habits and they just try to take those same foods they've always been eating and make them fit into the macros. So how do I say this? I get the appeal of reading, these marketing pitches from macro coaches, like, you can eat anything you want. Yeah, you can. And I mean, you can eat anything you want in Fat Loss Lifestyle School too, but at least in this approach, you have some context and some education and you're going to learn how food affects you. And once you know that knowledge is extremely powerful. And, it's not about demonizing foods. It's just about understanding that food's information for your body, and different foods send different signals. So if you want to feel a certain way and you want to look a certain way, you eat accordingly. You choose the foods that accomplish those things. Macro tracking doesn't do that unless you have a really, really, really good coach and you're a really, robust macro tracking program that includes lots of education that's going to teach you things like how protein impacts your body, why you need carbohydrates, how dietary fat impacts your body and why you need it, et cetera. But most of them don't. They just give you numbers and it leads you to just taking your current crappy diet and trying to make it fit into the numbers. And another common thing that happens with macro tracking and calorie counting is instead of focusing on mostly real whole nutrient dense foods, like foods you would get in the produce department, foods you'd get in the meat department that are, they're single ingredient foods, chicken, steak, fish, lentils, sweet potatoes, rice, beans, bananas. Okay. Those are single ingredient foods. A lot of people get into this trap when they start tracking macros, and their diet ends up shifting away from whole foods and more towards highly processed foods that fit their macros. So, you know, foods that are packaged and, you know, maybe they have low fat or they're fat free or they're low carb. And I'm not even kidding. There's a very popular macro coach, macro website, and there's a blog post on that site where the creator talks about how macro tracking isn't even really working for her anymore. It's not even working for her to lose body fat and make additional progress towards her goals. She's stuck. But if you look at what she's eating every day, because she shows you, it's all tortillas and wraps. And it's these like macro friendly dessert recipes. There's hardly any vegetables. You know, all the protein is sandwiched between buns and wrapped in tortillas. And, you know, there's not a lot of whole food there. It's just, it's packaged processed food. And that food impacts your body differently. You're going to be less hungry eating real whole nutrient dense foods than you are eating these packaged, highly processed, fake health foods, okay? And that's one of the benefits of the template, is we're going to keep you focused on food quality. And of course, we're still going to give you some wiggle room. It's a lifestyle. We're going to have a framework that teaches you how to incorporate your favorite treats and favorite foods. Everything can fit, but you're not going to get sucked into that trap of, you know, oh, I found these low carb, fat free, 50 calorie tortillas. And then, you know, you wonder why you're hungry an hour after you eat your meal, right? That's why. Second benefit of the template approach that we use in Fat Loss Lifestyle School is it works anywhere. With macro tracking, you better hope that all the food you're eating has a nutrition label. And if you're somebody that travels a lot, who has to rely on eating out, who maybe travels internationally, good luck, because you're not going to find the same nutrition information on foods the way that you will when you're at home. Macro tracking works great if you have total control over every single meal that you eat and you only eat at home. Some restaurants have nutrition info, but not a lot, even less common if you travel overseas. So the beautiful thing about the template is it's a visual tool, and it teaches you how to build your plate and learn to eyeball these quantities and get them accurate enough for you to not be hungry, not have cravings, have steady energy, have a really filling, delicious meal that, you know, keeps you full for 3, 4, 5 hours and is also still relatively low in calories and is going to help you reach your fat loss goals. The third benefit of the template is that it teaches you mindfulness. Macro tracking, it really is easy to get into a box checking mentality and just to start to see food as numbers. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, how many clients I've worked with who told us that this was the biggest drawback for them with counting calories and macros, is they were hitting their numbers, but they were still really hungry. They didn't understand why, you know, well, I hit my calories, but I'm not losing any weight. Well, usually it's because they weren't eating quality foods, and, you know, the macros could have been wrong, could have been right, but neither here nor there. They couldn't stick to them because they didn't work for that person in real life. And a nutrition plan, a macro plan can look great on paper. You can plug numbers into a calculator and it can look great on paper. But if it doesn't work for you in real life every day, if it only works for a couple days or only works Monday to Friday, then it doesn't really work. It's not about what you do a couple days a week or Monday to Friday. It's what you do every day that counts. And if you have a simplified system that you can do anywhere that teaches you how to honor your individual preferences and pay attention to your hunger cues, know how to handle your cravings when they pop up, because they will, then you're going to be able to be more consistent. And that is built into the template. It's built into the lifestyle and fat loss lifestyle school. You know, if you do have a craving, we're not just going to tell you, you're out of numbers for the day. You're out of macros. Or, you know, here's this crappy microwave brownie, low fat, low carb mug cake that can satisfy your cravings. And it almost never does. They're always disgusting, right? I've tried all those recipes. None of them are actually good. What works better is if you are just eating meals throughout the day that satisfy you, that are high enough in protein, fiber, and water to keep your cravings low and rare. We're always going to have cravings because we're human. That's just part of how we're wired, but they don't have to be an everyday thing, and they don't have to be so overwhelming that you can't resist them. We have tools and strategies that we teach you in our program to handle cravings. And it's not really something that's built into a lot of macro programs. It's just, well, I mean, you have, you know, if you want a dessert, then make it fit your macros. Well, unfortunately, it's going to be crowding out more nutrient dense foods and leaving you still hungry, having cravings, and ultimately busting your numbers. The last benefit, this is the most important one, the last benefit of the template approach is that it gets you results. Okay. That's why we're here. That's why we do this. What good is a fat loss nutrition program if it's not getting you results? The results drive everything in this approach to nutrition. We start you with the template. We start you with the blueprint. We help you personalize it to fit you based on two things. First, your biofeedback. Biofeedback is simply, think of it like your body talking to you. It's your hunger cues. It's your craving cues. It's your energy levels. It's your sleep quality. All of those, you know, body sensations, like your body talking to you, that's biofeedback. And when you're eating in a way that balances your biofeedback, very cool things happen. You are not hungry between meals. You are not craving chocolate and coffee and wine and all of those like stimulant and reward type foods, treat foods. You have steady energy. You don't need to go to the coffee shop for a coffee and a pastry to get yourself hopped up to make it through the rest of the day. All right. When your biofeedback is balanced, you feel good. You might actually have to remind yourself to eat. This happens all the time for those of us who are really, really busy. You know, our meals are so good at satisfying us and fueling our bodies that sometimes we'll go like 4 or 5, almost 6 hours before we're like, whoa, I need to stop and eat. Versus when you're tracking macros, you are constantly aware of like, okay, how many numbers do I have left? How many hours do I have left in the day? How am I going to stretch these numbers out and make it work? Right? Yeah, I've been there. I know how it is. This approach gets you results because the results are what determine the food intake. So let me explain this. First of all, the biofeedback has to be lined up. For most people, for most of the women that we work with, if we can get them to stop the snacking between meals, stop the evening pantry raid, you know, the multiple glasses of wine, et cetera, these kind of like overeating episodes that happen at the end of the day or on the weekends, not by telling them not to do it. If just to us telling you like, don't do that is not effective. That's not going to work. You're a grown-ass woman. You already know you shouldn't be snacking and having multiple glasses of wine each night. But if you're not fueling your body right, it becomes almost irresistible to do those things. So when we start fueling your body right, your desire to do those things will plummet. You will feel like an alien has taken over your body because you feel so good and you're not using willpower anymore. Then every week, we're going to collect data. We're going to see how the template's working for you and what we need to dial up or dial down or change. This is how you create a personalized approach to nutrition that is yours. It's not about box checking. It's not about a calculator. It's not about you tracking and obsessing over numbers. It's about building meals that are made with real food that also, by the way, happen to be naturally low in calories. It's much harder to overeat and go over in calories when you're eating these meals using the template and the food list that we give you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And a lot of our clients actually say the meals are so big they can't finish them. and they're just blown away. Like, how am I going to eat all this and lose fat? Like, I'm stuffed. But it's because of the quality of the food, the fact that vegetables and protein and fruit and these whole food carbs like beans and sweet potatoes, they're very low in calories, more, you know, fewer calories than these packaged, processed, junky foods that a lot of us eat when our nutrition's not dialed in. Okay. So those two things are going to help you get the results that you want and keep the results that you got, because the template and the food list are personalized by paying attention to your biofeedback. Your coach and I are going to help you make those adjustments based on how you're feeling every day. And then every week we're going to say, what do the numbers say? What do the results tell us? Do we need to dial things up or dial things down? And that's going to guide your process versus you getting really frustrated because, you know, every day this week I hit my numbers and nothing's happening. What's going on? I guess I'll just cut my numbers and eat less. That's a dangerous, slippery slope. You do not want to play that game. So if you are listening to this and it's resonating with you and you're like, you know what? I'm done with the tracking and the obsessing and the counting. It's not working for me anyway. I would like to try something else. There is an alternative, and it's not intuitive eating. I mean, we joke at Fat Loss Lifestyle School that if we did intuitive eating, like my intuition would tell me to have a brownie and coffee every afternoon. No joke. I can't trust my intuition. It will lead me in the wrong direction. So intuitive eating is a whole nother ballgame. This is kind of like an in-between, all right? There are more options out there besides tracking and intuitive eating, and this is one of them. Using the Fat Loss Lifestyle School template and food list to get started building meals that are filling and delicious and also good for your fat loss goals. And they're personalized to you. That is what we do in our 4-week online program. If you're listening to this episode right around the 1st of June when it's being recorded, you have 5 days left until the start of June Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And you can head over to fatlosslifestyleschool.com, click programs, and go to Fat Loss Lifestyle School, learn about the program, reserve your spot, and get started with us in less than a week. You're going to get the template and food list that weekend before we start. And after the first week, you're going to have it. You're going to have a really good head start, be moving in the right direction, have lots of practice already with the template and the food list, and then we'll start helping you dial it in, personalize it, make it work for you. So you're getting fat loss results and you're feeling good. All right. I would love to hear what you think about this approach. If you've ever tried anything like this before, if it scares you to not be tracking calories and macros, would love to hear from you. And we would obviously love to work with you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School and teach you how to do this so that you can get fat loss results and keep them without constantly having to worry about tracking calories and macros and carbs and points and all those things. There's a time and a place for those, and they can be valuable tools, but you absolutely don't need them. And we don't think they are built for a lifestyle. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys again soon in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. I hope you loved the interview with Justin and have some new insights about macro tracking and why it is not a silver bullet for fat loss, even though it is very popular right now. If you're a woman who is tired of trying diet programs, trying to track macros, constantly falling off the wagon and restarting and never actually making progress on your goals, try this instead. Change your lifestyle. This is what I've been teaching women how to do since 2013 in my online program, Fat Loss Lifestyle School. In fact, here's a testimonial from a woman who's in my program right now in October. Her name is Janet, and she was counting macros before she started Fat Loss Lifestyle School, like so many of our clients are. She says, "The last two times I tried to make nutrition changes, it was by counting macros. I did well as long as I was at home or had packed every meal, but it never translated to real life for me. I couldn't figure out how to incorporate restaurant meals or eating at someone's house, anything that was outside my plan. Additionally, my job is so unpredictable that when I could sit down and have a meal, it was easier for me to just go off plan and start calculating macros the next day. I feel better with the plan I have now because I have a relatively simple template to follow anywhere." And then she adds, "I don't know how to express this eloquently, but I feel a sense of freedom to restart or reset within the same day if I get off track,
rather than write the day off? Yes. And I could share countless examples just like that of women who've gone through our program, they've broken up with MyFitnessPal, and they are now living a sustainable fat loss lifestyle where they get the results they want and maintain them because they know how to do this anywhere. The website is fatlosslifestyleschool.com. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Leslie Ann Quillen, or send an email through my website, fatlosslifestyleschool.com. See you there.